Hi, everyone. Welcome to Soul Talk. I'm Patty Malik, your host today, and we're so excited to have Anna Larai back. Anna Larai, it really has been a while since she's been here, and she's been busy, and, you know, things just kind of align magically with this show because we had someone who needed to change her date to next week, and Anna Larai and I were on the phone, and it just was so beautiful how it managed to fill the spot today. And we're going to be talking about The Death of Me. Anna Larai had, she posted, I believe it was on Facebook, about this experience she went through, and then did a blog article about it. And I said, wow, I've been hearing so many people talk about this lately, and it just was a must to bring to the show. So I'm excited that we can get her here and bring it to you, because it's really, you know, it's something that I experienced as well in parts last weekend, and Anna Larai and I were talking about that. I didn't have the whole experience like she did, and we'll talk about maybe how it's different for others. But, you know, as I said, many of us are experiencing these profound emotional releases that feel like a death. It's like a dark cloud that is descending over us. And what we're experiencing is the death of the old. We're coming to the very core old beliefs we've held for lifetimes, beliefs such as, I am alone, no one will love all of me, I must give to receive. Fear of living, not dying, fear of failure, and more. And there's a big opening now for each of us right now, an opportunity to transmute things that we have carried through lifetime after lifetime. And some of the things that are coming up are about coming from other lifetimes. And we'll talk about that. Anna Larai, part of this, I want to read to you what just really captivated me in bringing this to the audience. She says, I sat in the car filled with sadness and grief, and I knew in that moment that I could easily leave the planet and return home to Source. I said out loud, I feel like I could die right now. The silence echoed through both my beingness and the car until a hand reached out to connect with me. Watching and feeling the emotions of grief, suicide, death, sadness, and more sadness move through me was challenging. I knew it was old, as in my current 3D life, I'm happier, healthier, and more content than I have ever been. Right now, I have so much to live for, to experience, and to contribute. So I asked what was happening to me, and I heard inside my heart, the old you is dying. And I was told there was much to release. I was surprised by calling it a death and all this meant. To me, death is the ultimate letting go. And so my death would not be my physical death, but rather the death of everything else within me. Old thoughts, old beliefs, old wounds, old energies, and more. And I want to bring Anna Larai in, and welcome her back to the show, and we're going to talk about this. Welcome back, Anna Larai.
Thanks, Patty. It's always my great pleasure to be here with you and have a giggle and meet the audience and share. And thank you. It worked out perfectly, and I'm always, like I say, it's always so nice to connect with you. So I'm glad
it's
to be
wonderful.
Here.
Wonderful. And I'm really grateful that this aligned. And I want to say that some of our audience might have heard us chatting before the call. I forgot to mute everybody. So welcome to the other side of the call. But I also wanted to say, before we dive in, we're going to talk about this for a bit, and then we're going to take questions. I know you wanted to do some mini readings for the audience and take their questions. We've got some great questions on the webcast, so you can hit star 2 and or type them into the webcast form below. But we're also going to be doing a guided meditation later with the alchemy, And then you've got something else that you wanted to chat about with Italy that's going on. But let's dive into this.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell us, give us some more detail about what came up for you and where this went.
There was a part of me that was really surprised. You know, I have processed for, I don't know, it feels like many lifetimes, well, probably has been, but in this lifetime, I've done really intense work probably the past 15 years. And when I work with clients almost every day, you know, I, energetically, that's also helping me, right? So I've done a lot of my big, big work, and, or I wouldn't be able to do what I do now. And of course, I know I have more. Don't misunderstand. I get triggered. Trust me, I get triggered. So here I was, and it felt like suicide. I mean, it felt like real, true death. Not just, and I'm not dramatic with words. I don't over exaggerate usually. And in the car, I literally felt like if we weren't driving, I could just crawl in the back seat and die. And I'm like, and it was so shocking for me. And, you know, I'm so glad I had the sense of mind to ask, what is this? And then when I'm really asking something important, I always hear the answer in my heart. And it was so interesting to watch because I could feel old things going. And I have, you know, in this last month, I have seen myself change. And I'll give you an example of the one that happened the other day, just so to show you how real it is. It was like I saw something. Something happened in a situation where I was, someone had said they'd be on, they'd meet me at a certain time, and they couldn't because I got busy in family matters. And that was fine. They got busy on Skype with their family. That's all fine. And I know the old me would have been triggered. I know because I thought, oh, and I wasn't. And it didn't, there was nothing. It was just, it's like, oh, okay. There was no judgment around it. There was no, but I could hear an old piece of me would have been in trigger and would have judged it and would have been upset and disappointed. And I got to observe that was all gone. And, you know, it was quite intriguing. And, you know, the days that followed as I was in the car, when I came home, I literally laid on the couch for a week. And I never lay on the couch. And I couldn't, and I came home and thought, gee, I wonder why I don't have many bookings. That's really weird. And now I know why. It was perfect, so I could process. And I had, about 2 weeks ago, actually, I had one day that was probably the worst of all the days. And I even canceled, you know, my time with my partner and said, no, I can't talk to you today. I'm just so beside myself. And I lay on the couch and I all the stuff about leaving the planet and dying came up a second time. And it was so interesting. Like I say, it was interesting because I knew it wasn't here and now. And it just washed over me. And the only thing for me that I really realized is I just had to observe it all. I had to go through it. And I had to let it be. And so I didn't get anything done. The whole time I was away for 3 weeks. I did my workshop and I did my private sessions with clients. But the whole rest of the time I had brought all this work to do and, you know, and none of it got done because all I could do was process. And my processing really wasn't even what you would call processing like we used to do, Patty. I would just sit in the silence or I would, you know, go for a walk and I would feel it all come up and I would feel it move and I would feel these thoughts or see these memories and everything would just go. And so the thing I would say is the importance of allowing yourself the time. And I know that if that had started when I was here at home, I probably would have pushed it aside because I would have been busy. I would have been booking appointments, looking after my house, my dogs, you know, all the things we do in life.
Right.
But because I was away, there was very little, I had very little responsibility. And it really, I only came through the, I feel like I'm back to me about a week ago, maybe 9, 10 days ago. I woke up one day and all of a sudden I was like, whoa, I'm back. Here I am. Yay. And I thought, oh my goodness, thank goodness. And yet I know there's another wave coming. My guides have got to let me know that. But it's, and for me, it's, they've told me a few things that, you know, all the waves of energy that are coming on the planet are allowing it, right, because the vibrations are moving so high. And we've had these waves in the last month that were so intense. I know a lot of you have felt it. And then they talked about, you know, this is also for me, and I'll talk about later, for the Italy gathering in preparation for all of that. And I really feel like so much of me has let go. And I've let a lot go before, but I kind of look and I've let go of almost all these expectations I had in my life. And things are dissolving that I didn't even know I had. And belief systems and also what's been interesting is relationships have shifted. So it's like things have opened up in relationships and it's just everything just is. And it's really more about being present and being in the stillness and in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to be in surrender more. And we've always been told about surrender. But when you move through this, you ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine how hard it would be. I mean, I went with the flow. I just let it happen. If you struggled with this, you'd be flat out on your back for months, would be my guess. And so, you know, I was saying earlier today that to me the important piece in all of this for those of you that are experiencing pieces of it or all of it is that to literally observe and experience it and let it go and not get stuck in it. And I know I had moments of stuck in it, but they were like less than an hour where I just sat and cried. And I didn't even know why, you know, and just felt all this awful depression and low vibration. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, who am I? Who is this? This is awful. And then my heart really went out because I thought, wow, some people live like that. Some people don't have the opportunity or haven't learned how to step out of that. And
or to understand it.
Or to understand it. And you know, the thing that would be frightening is if I hadn't, like I said, like you read there in the part of the blog, I am so happy right now. I have, I found my twin flame or divine complement, whatever you want to call. I'm healthier. I have my own business, Sparkles of Love, that I'm meeting new clients and it's growing and the alchemy is doing well. I love where I live and my house and I have good friends. I have good health. I'm happy, like really blessed. My life's not perfect, but I'm really feel blessed and happy. So I know that none of this was about anything that's in my life right now.
Right.
So that was critical for me to realize, wow. Because otherwise, if you didn't realize that, you'd really be like, oh, my God, what's happening to me?
And some of it is layers of past lifetime stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that isn't even, we don't even know that we're operating, you know, in that field, you know. That's coming up to be cleared as well. You know,
let me just interject for 1 second. I've had in the last few weeks since I've come back and been working with clients, I've been doing a lot of past life where you'll see the same issue that was in multiple lives. And it's like all this stuff is clearing now. And the guides keep saying none of this can stay. All of this old deep wounding has to go. And it just has to go.
Yeah.
We don't have an option.
And the more that I hear of others that are kind of experiencing this, Cheryl Lynn was another one. She's been on our show, and she talked about it this week, that she went through this. And she was saying pretty much the same thing you are, that, but she, and she said just to be in the stillness of it and then ask to be shown the path through to the other side of the density that you've been feeling to help you, you know, to get through it. She was saying that the old paradigms and the archaic way of thinking must be left behind or transmuted, in order for consciousness to expand and for us to be able to operate at that higher frequency. And that, you know, includes the past life stuff.
Well, and it feels like to me, from my personal experience, that the new energy that's coming in and our levels of consciousness are so big that you have to let go of all this old density, whether it be past life beliefs or wounds or blockages or any of those things. It's like this expansion is happening and all of the old is just being flushed away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess, you know, the thing that we want people to understand is, you know, you don't have to fear it. It's really more of an embracing it, you know, moving through it.
Yeah, and embracing and allowing and moving through it and really giving yourself the time. And I know if you've got, you know, spouses and children and jobs and all of that and just a busy life, that sometimes that's hard to do. But the more you can allow, the easier it will be to go through, because otherwise you're continuing to block the energy, so you're making it even more challenging.
Mm. You know, I'm just reading some of the questions on the webcast, by Oma in Mumbai, India says, I love the timing of this call. Have been sensing this death of old parts of me that no longer serve me since for some time now. And then she has a question that will get answered in just a bit here. But others are saying the same thing, that they're experiencing this. Melanie in California says, my old me is dying too, but I am finding myself in so much sadness and pain, even if I know that it is the old and these feelings are still alive in me at times. How do we step into the new version of us and crossing the bridge gracefully?
Great question. I think that, so my observations and what my guides have been telling me is first of all, and I know some of this is going to sound basic, but this is what they had me do, is, you know, A, allow yourself. B, again, get enough sleep, okay? So I sound silly, but it was like, okay, make sure you're getting 7-8 hours of sleep, okay? And to stay away from sugar and alcohol. Mm. And to really, and my guides were like, okay, get out in the yard, put your feet in the grass, go cut, you know, go, even if you go cut the grass, go smell the flowers, so to speak, like be in nature. But also in all of this is to really focus on bringing in the light as much as you can. And I think the understanding, it really helped me once the guides told me that, okay, the old you is dying, and I started to hear from other people, there's this place of peace of like, okay, I'm not alone, I'm not going crazy, I can do this. So I don't think it's even about moving or, you know, when you say, how do I step into the new life? I think you have to allow it to be birthed, if that makes sense. I don't think we can get by. If there was a way to get through this faster, I didn't find it. And, you know, when we talk about the death of me, the cool flip side of that is it means it's the rebirth of me. And that's the place, you know, as you focus is really stay in the surrender moment and stay in the observed moment and really honor that sadness, because it really is leaving for a reason. And I know, because listen, I laid on the couch and I cried and I felt it all. It felt like crap. But, but then if you can, do something that you've always enjoyed, whether it be watching a movie that you love or going for a walk on the beach or, you know, pulling out your favorite book. Or I really found that journaling helped me as well, that I could write some of these emotions out and then I could read them and go, yeah, I'm done that with that part now.
You know, and I think that it's not going to be the same experience for everybody.
No.
Because we all have different stuff that needs to be released. But it's also not something that you can make a plan for, you know, as far as, how do I make myself feel better? How do I step into the new version? It's just going to happen organically.
I agree with you. I don't think there's a shortcut through it.
No.
And if there was, I don't think it would be worth taking. Because I really feel that as awful as it was. And I don't know how many of the listeners know me well. But my friends tease me because I'm so positive all the time. And they're like, oh, you don't get what life is like here. And, you know, you're always so happy. And, you know, sometimes I'm not. But I am pretty positive and pretty upbeat. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is awful. I thought I was unbearable. I didn't even like myself. I'm like, who is this person? Whoa. And then I'd laugh because it was so ridiculous. And,
yeah.
You know, but I also know that I had to go through that, and going through that gives me a different perspective, and I could really feel the difference. So I had this deep, deep, deep gratitude and a new appreciation for who I am when I came out the other side.
Yeah. And, you know, I can say I didn't go through, as I said, as deeply as you did. I had just a segment of a piece for myself this past weekend, but I just cried all day. And I have not cried for 3 years. I haven't had anything to cry about, you know. And
yeah.
My life has been just so blissful and easy and fun. And, you know, I mean, I was like, yeah, and it wasn't until, you know, I got on the phone with you that, you know, I was like, oh, that's what it's about, you know. So, yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with the life we're living now. It has to do with, you know, really integrating into the higher frequencies and being done with this stuff.
So I guess, my guys are telling me to share this with you. So all of you that are going through it in different ways, in different levels of, and you might have multiple levels, right, because you're going to get what you can handle right now. I mean, I know I got whammied and put out because they left me the time and space to do that, okay? But not everybody's going to have the same time and space that I did to do it. So you might get it in little increments or however it comes for everybody.
Mm.
But what they're saying, one second here, let me just bring it in here, is to really consider this a graduation of sorts, to see it as a celebration of moving upwards, to raising your vibration, and you're reaching it because you're going to these other levels, because your physical, mental, and emotional body can handle the higher frequencies that are coming in. But in order to do that to the best, the rest of this has to die.
Mm. Okay.
So it really is a graduation, you know, at a soul level that, okay, we're ready, we're moving on up. But this is the letting go of the old to get there.
Okay.
It's like, okay, they give me very, my guys give me very funny analogies. It's like when you're moving to a new house, and you can afford a bigger house or a nicer house or something on the water or whatever your dream house is. And what you do is you throw out all the old stuff before you move. You think, oh, well, I don't want that. That's not going to fit in the new house. That's too old. Or, you know, I'm going to give that away, or it's going to Goodwill, or I'm going to throw it out, or it's going in the fire. And we get rid of all this stuff that doesn't serve us anymore, and we only take the stuff we really use or want, the new house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you have a garage sale, get rid of it all. Wouldn't that be nice if we could have a garage sale and get rid of all of our old emotions? But I don't think anybody would be buying.
No, I don't think so.
So it wouldn't be very prosperous. But I think that's the, you know, it's the graduation. Oh, pardon me.
Okay. I love that. I love that. Thank you to the guides. Elena in London has an interesting question. She says, you talk about the old us dying. She says, I recently had a very profound experience of the old me, not only leaving, but making a full transition. A day or so later, I felt a new energy enter me. Since that time, although I sense and feel an incredible connection with the universal consciousness, and I also feel confused and disoriented, I'm wondering if perhaps this new energy is a walk-in soul or is just a higher dimensional aspect of myself. It would be a great point of peace and clarity to know.
It's not a walk-in. I don't think there's walk-ins coming in now. Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, it's just coming out. I don't really think we're getting walk-ins at this point in time. We did before. A lot of us did. There were lots of them. But right now, with this, with the transition, I don't get that sense. So what I'm feeling, let me just scan here, is you're just literally acclimating to the new you and the new frequencies. And everything is so new within you, it's like you don't know who you are. So it's just this sort of getting to know you again, getting to know the new you. And so in this process, you might find that things you like to do don't resonate with you anymore, or foods you like to eat just aren't the same. And so you might find yourself wanting to try some new things or do some new things. And they're telling me in this moment that for some of us, relationships, like friendships, acquaintances, all might start, some of them might shift away and some new ones might come because we might not be in resonance with those people anymore, or the way they treat us or the way we are with them or how we feel with them.
Hmm.
So that's what I'm getting that it would be. It's just really the newer vibrations and opening up to a higher vibration of yourself, and definitely not a walk-in.
Okay. All right. And Jenny in Canada is kind of addressing what you just said there. She said sometimes there's so much stuff from the past lives and the now experiences, even people from the past that hurt us in the past life and reappeared in this one and hurt us again and opened the original wound. She says, this is what's happened for me and would like some guidance on how to move forward. So I think you kind of just answered that.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that, Jenny, because that's been coming up with clients lately as well, that I'm finding, because in this lifetime with a lot of people I've met and a lot of clients, we're really connecting this lifetime with people we have things to clear with. Because we're in the lifetime of the transition, it's like everybody's wanting to clear up any other old stuff they have. So a lot of it's coming up in our face. And the easiest way to also to clear when it's this lifetime and it triggers the original is go back and clear the original first. Because when you find and clear the original lifetime where you had an upset with someone or an energy blockage, then the energy of that moves forward and it makes it way easier to do now. Because you can clear this lifetime, but it won't completely clear because the origins is in another time and space.
Okay. Good question, Jenny. Thanks for that. Are you ready to go to the phone lines?
Sure. But let me take a drink
of
water first. But you go to the phone line and I will listen.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to Richmond, Virginia. The last four digits are 3594. Hello.
Oh, Hi, hi, Patty and Anna. Hi, this is Betty. Thank you so much.
Betty.
I'm so excited. Oh my gosh.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. Thank you so much. I had told somebody I was going to be on the call, and tomorrow is my birthday, and I said, wouldn't it be so cool if I could talk and talk to them and
oh,
be like a mini birthday.
Of course, we perfectly aligned for you.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, thank you so much. You know, this really, I've never heard you before, but I love what you're talking about, and then the name of this being the death of me, because I've been crying a lot, and I know it's partly due to some delayed mourning for my mother, who I took care of for many years, and it also feels like it's a lot deeper, and part of me feels like I'm kind of grieving for myself too, and I just came out of so many years of trauma as well, and it was kind of like a modern day witch hunt. And I mean, someday I really probably do need to write a book, but you know, I understand it on a, I really felt very connected to, you know, spirit and to during the years of this, and I understand it more on a soul level, but I'm having trouble, difficulty and trouble dealing with it here on the earth. And, you know, part of me wants to start a new phase of my life, and I have a boyfriend that we're really kind of starting off. Things had to be kind of delayed. And then part of me wants to just get the heck out of here. And so I just, you know, I'm kind of at a crossroads, and, you know, I'm wondering, is there more for me, you know, is there a path for me here, and, you know, or is it, did I go through all this to leave, or, you know, so I feel like I'm really at a crossroads.
Okay, well, let me, Betty, let me tell you the first thing I'm getting for you.
Okay.
So part of the grief is, before you came down, what I'm seeing is you agreed to release grief for members of your soul tribe or your soul family besides just yours. And you don't have to do that anymore. Okay? So you are, so that's part of why the grief is so intense, is you're not just doing yours, you're doing a whole bunch of people's, so that you're connected with. So go into meditation or sit in the silence, you know, today or the next few days, and just and say, you know what, I'm only going to do me now. I'm only going to process mine, and you can release the contracts and the vows you made in the past to do multiple people, because we don't need to do everybody right now. I mean, do yourself. And that will really help. As to stay or go or what the future is and all of that. So let me just see. So what they're saying, what the guides are telling me is it's really up to you. They'd love to have you stay, but they'd love to have you on the other side. So it's really where your heart sings, and it's really about a personal choice. And and you are, you are literally at a crossroad. You're near. So what I'm getting is you're actually near an exit point. And this is why this is coming up. And on some level, you can feel it. And so you can choose consciously to stay. Or you you can also choose consciously to go.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Can I ever feel that right now?
Is that mean an exit point means that something is going to happen, and it's my choice? Is that what it means?
So my belief on exit points, what my guides have shown me, is that all of us, when we come down, build in all kinds of different exit points. So an exit point is when you, you know, the term die or leave the planet. So they happen in all kinds of different ways. You know, there's a million ways to go. So, and I always think that sometimes you know when you're standing on one or when you're near one, and you get to choose. Lots of times they come and go, and you have no sense of them because we're so busy in the 3D life, and you had decided, you know, your life is going the way it is, so you don't want to leave. So I met someone actually this week who decided to stay, and he was at his final exit point, final one, like his life was really over, and he decided that was it, I'm staying. And so he's now in the had to rewrite all across time and space all these timelines because he wasn't supposed to be here anymore. And so we've been having had a little bit of a chat around that, which was really interesting. So you get to choose. And I'm getting that you have a knowingness around this, and this is why all of this is coming up. So, and you can't worry about it. You can't worry about, okay, I shouldn't do this, or I shouldn't do this, or what if I do this? Like, you can't do any of those things. You either state your intention, I'm staying, or I'm ready to go.
Okay.
But, okay, wait, there's a little other piece. Wait, there's another little piece.
Okay.
One second.
Okay.
Aw, there's all these angels around you, and they're all going, stay. it's like your pep squad. How cute. But it's really and truly your choice.
That makes me tear up. That is so special. Oh, my gosh. That is so special.
Before you decide anything, you have to let go of all the grief. You have to let go of clearing grief for others because that's going to shift stuff for you quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds really good. That sounds really good because I'm sure all of us, we want to stay and be happy, you know. So it's like,
this is the most exciting time on planet Earth since creation again. I think, or one of the most exciting times. I'm going to say, for me, the most exciting time. Why would we not, you know, if we've come and done the work, why would we not want to stay for what's coming, for the, you know, the miracles and the transition? Like, oh, my gosh, I just can't imagine. But that's the best. So.
Wow. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. This was so meaningful. What a gift and a blessing. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate this.
You're so welcome. It's a pleasure
to
meet you, Betty.
Thank you. Lots of love to you.
And happy birthday, yes. Oh, how funny. I forgot. A lot of people, their exit points come up around their birthday, and tomorrow's your birthday. That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. And yesterday was my mom, so, you know, and that was part of everything. So, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You two all take care.
You're welcome.
Lots of love. Bye-bye. Bye, Debbie.
Very cool. I love how Source kind of guides me to, like, just that perfect timing, you know.
I know.
For a call. Yeah, it's so cool. Okay, so we're going to go to New Jersey to, it looks like Maureen. Last four digits are 3165. Hello.
Hello, Patty. Hi, Amarai.
Thank you, Maureen.
Oh my! I'm so excited right now. I'm almost forgetting my question.
I just want to make sure. Is this Maureen? Or
yes, it is.
Okay,
yes, it is.
All right.
Sorry, I forgot my name too.
Name.
That's all the love vibration. That's okay.
Yes, I feel it. I feel it. This call is amazing. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask you about, I know that I have lots of support around me, and I'm spiritually guided, and I have a lot of angels around me, and I'm very grateful, and I do lots of healing work, and I'm just went through another transformation. I'm very happy about that. I just want to make sure that my space is clear, because I feel a little bit of something in my lower stomach. And I worked on a client last night, and all of a sudden I felt like my stomach was upset, and I have really good digestion.
Okay, so do you have a physical space where you put clients?
Yes,
in your home?
I do.
Or home or office?
In a spa, yes.
Okay, and is there, if you walked into, is there, so there's a massage table?
Yes.
Okay, so if you stand and look at the massage table...
Yeah.
And if you're looking at the long part of it, so it's like you'd be standing at someone's waist, so to speak, if they were laying on the table, Okay.
Yes.
If you go to the right top right corner, there's some energy there that shouldn't be there that was left by somebody.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's something there that is, as soon as you started talking, I felt it in the room.
Wow.
Okay. So, and again, they didn't knowingly leave it, you know,
okay.
It wasn't intentional, but it's almost like it came in because of where they were vibrationally and what they were dealing with.
Okay.
So, so just go and clear it. You can do it. It's really easy. And I think that's just where the stomach piece is coming from. It's
okay.
Just that, it's like you're so sensitive and so in tune that that's upset stomach is showing up as that piece of it.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see. How does that feel to you?
It resonates with me, yes.
Okay. All right, let me just see. And then there's something else. Let me just get one other piece here for you. Okay, what else is there? There's a little wee bit of anxiousness about something coming up in the next 4 or 5 days. Are you going to any holiday event, like 4th of July events or anything this weekend that there's someone you're a little concerned about seeing?
Yes. It's a family event coming up,
okay.
And there's a lot of chaos in that area.
Yeah, so that's the other little piece of the stomach?
Yes. You're right on point.
So, yeah, so just love yourself and send love to everybody before you go.
It's so funny you said that. That's what I was saying. Like, I had fear of things being attached to me because there's a lot of problems going on there. And it's attached to me before.
That's hilarious.
Yes. And so I switched it. And I said, okay, instead of having fear, about anything attaching to me, I'm switching it around and I'm just going to picture everything to be love, and that's what I resonate with, and I'm going to bring more light and love in and through me and with me as I go to visit.
Perfect. And the other thing you can use that anybody can use, and it's an old tool, but I still use it, it still works, is a Metatron's cube. If you call on Archangel Metatron and ask him to place you in a cube, nothing other than love can come in. But, it is held in place by your own vibration. So if you drop your energy, let's say you get upset, then it dissolves. So as long as you hold the love vibration, nothing else gets in. And all the love can go out or love can come in, but nothing else. So it's a great tool as long as you can stay in the love vibration.
I love it. Thank you so much. My hands are so warm right now, and I just appreciate this. I feel like I got a healing. Thank you, Annalena.
Awesome. You're welcome, Maureen. Have a good time.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank
you,
Maureen.
So, thank you, Patty. Bless you to everyone on the call. Thank you.
Much love. I love that, the Metatron Cube. Thanks for bringing that up, Maureen. I think you helped a lot of people with that that call.
And don't you love that no matter whose call we take, Patty, there's always information for almost everybody listening.
It is. And that's kind of that's the magic, you know. That's the beautiful dance that we do here. I love it. someone typed in on the webcast, there's no name, but they were pertaining to Betty's call, and they are asking, how do we choose staying here?
How do we choose to stay? Okay. So a couple of things. I've helped people before. Well, it's kind of funny. My best friend had, I'm exaggerating, a gazillion, but she had many more exit points than anyone I've ever seen. And one day we were away at a gathering in Mexico, and I looked at her and I said, okay, you've got a whole bunch of exit points coming up. And she's always talking about, oh, I should just leave. And I'm like, oh, if we get over the drama, just stay. And I talked to her like that. She knows I love her. And so we went and cleared a whole bunch of them. So you can clear exit points. if you have one or you don't want to go and you want to stay, you just ask to clear your exit points. Just go into meditation, call your higher self and your angels and guides, and you should really be able to feel it shift, okay? And you can even ask, if you want, how many exit points in a time frame. Now, you don't clear them all, that because I don't think, I don't know, but I don't think that would work. What we did is we did a so many year period, and the interesting thing is we did them, and then I looked again the next day, and I went back, and she'd hidden one. So I called her on it, and we went back and cleared that one too. So you can do it that way. That's how I've always helped people do it. And, you know, but you have to come from – so the other thing I would say with this that they're telling me, the guys are saying – is you have to be able to do it from a space of love rather than fear. So if you're afraid that you're sick and you're dying and you try and close it, it's probably not going to work. So it has to come from this space of love. And, yeah, that's what they're telling me. Does that help the caller, the person who wrote in? Does that make sense,
yeah,
to everybody?
They will have to type back in. They didn't put a name there, so we don't know who to address. But
okay.
If they type back in, we'll be on it.
Okay.
And Verona in California, I want to bring this one up because you wanted to touch on conscious union. She says,
okay.
I don't have any old relationships anymore, but I'm not very open to new ones either. And I would like to know, how do I open more and trust again? How do I readjust from the inside out?
Okay. All right. So as you're talking, I'm already scanning, and you've got some deep programs, subconscious programs running about not trusting, and that relationships will always end badly and that you'll get hurt and it's not worth opening your heart. So it's pretty hard until you get those subconscious programs cleared to move into that. And the challenge is, when I work with clients privately, I do one of the things I do is a 3-month coaching program where we remove subconscious programs. And I have found it really powerful for me personally when I went through it, and as I do it with clients, because most of us who are conscious and awake, if you're triggered, you go and clear it, right? You know, that's what you and I do, Patty, and I'm sure most of your listeners. So anything I'm aware of, I do my best to move it, to shift it and love it. But subconscious, you know, they say something like 70% or more of our behavior is controlled by our subconscious. So that means all this stuff is happening, and I don't even know that I have an issue. So I don't know to clear it. So this is why I find it really powerful with people, is when you can find the subconscious place. So with you, Verona, that's what I'm getting, is that you have a subconscious, you have multiple programs of subconscious programs working that are preventing you from being in relationship, for even being open to it. Okay?
Okay.
So
there you go, Verona. Thank you for that question. And I know you wanted to touch on, maybe we can touch on just for a few minutes about conscious union.
Yeah, okay. So I'm really excited because Conscious Union is the latest program that I'm bringing in. And it is, the first parts of it are for couples. So Conscious Union, and my Divine Complement and I are bringing in the template for it right now. We have brought in the template for it this year. And what it is, so Conscious Union is a way of being in relationship, but it's also, they've asked us to teach it. So there's a part one and a part two and maybe a part three. And what it is, it's about having a relationship at a higher level, in a higher vibration, and there's more energetics to it. So for me, it's really quite amazing to see when you go into relationship with someone else who is conscious and you're both aware of energy and of triggers and wounds, the relationship is automatically going to be different. So Lord Sananda and Lady Nada brought this program in, and we're still in the they were doing a year program with us, and we're still in about 8 months into it, 9 months into it. And they brought in the first day, the part one, and the whole thing, they literally, I write leader's guides when I used to do my corporate job, and training guides, and it came in as a whole training guide, everything. And the first piece is really for couples, it's really, you don't even have to be spiritual, because it's a lot about communication and honor and respect and finding what you loved about that person. So getting people back with their hearts more open, and it ends up with a little bit of energy work. And then you get into the second part, and this is really profound for people, is that you start doing deep level energy work and ways of connecting that I've never done before with your partner that take you to higher vibrational spaces to have a relationship. And the energy is off the charts, just off the charts. And this is, I'm not even talking anything physical. This is just the connection piece. And so it is the beginnings of what the fifth dimensional relationships would be like as we move to the
wow.
higher frequencies. And so they've asked us to start bringing this in, to bring the template and the energies in and start to teach it so that people can actually start to live and learn how to have a relationship that is holds higher energy. And you get
wow.
to play with energy, and it's just quite profound. And so we're doing our first one-day workshop will be in Munich in September, because that's where I'll be at the time, and that's where he lives right now. And so we can do them over Skype for couples. We've actually did the test run over Skype for some friends of ours. And then eventually, and there's a chance we're going to do one in the Dominican Republic in December or January. Do a one day there as well. So, but it's really exciting for me because this is really for everybody. It doesn't matter
yeah.
if it's your twin flame couple or not. That does it's irrelevant. It's for any couples. And eventually, down the road, the first part will go into conscious union, like for friends and for family members, and for groups even.
Mm.
You know, to shift the energy and to move it to the higher vibrations, but in the beginning. And it's just really delightful.
Wow. You know, I love the timing of this because here we're talking about the death of the old and,
yeah.
you know, releasing all of that stuff that isn't serving us anymore and then opening up to this new gift of this conscious union.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things they show, I'll share it, it's in part two, but they had us do, and I've done it a couple times, we call it disentanglement, but it takes, you look at the couple and all the lifetimes they've had together and all the black cords between them, so all the difficult things that have happened this and every lifetime where you've had angst or anger or frustration that's never been cleared, and so you've got all these kind of almost like matrix cords going back and forth. So it's kind of hard to have a good relationship in this lifetime if you still got all your crap from every other lifetime
exactly.
you spent with them, right? That you've never
exactly.
cleared.
Right.
Yeah. And every time
yeah.
some little thing comes up, it feels like 10 times bigger and more painful
right.
because every time they've done that or that's happened in all your lifetimes, all that pain
and
or
all that
memory,
trigger shit that's going on,
is
you know,
coming back. So what we do in the second phase, one of the first things we do is I do this process of disentangling all those energies. And what you have the choice, and after all of those energies between you get cleared, these cords, then you can change them into love lines. And so
mm.
you have these love lines that go between your chakras that you send love and energy back and forth. And this flow, and it's just delightful instead of this twisted black gunk.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to do a show around this, and we'll
okay,
plan
cool.
that for the audience. Very cool. But first, let's talk about your incredible special offer that you brought, and you pulled this together so quickly. I just love this.
I'm so excited because I've never done a special offer like this with anyone. And so, you know, Patty, thank you for all your inspiration around it. So we decided to try and do a really reasonably priced special offer. And normally all my special offers have always had recordings in them that you get to hear some of my channelings or some of my other sessions. And we've decided that this special offer is all live. So here's what you get. So the price is $99, and you get a 30-minute reading with me. Okay, and you would email me, and we'd book the time that works for us. And if you're in North America, I'd do it by phone, and if you're out of North America, I'd do it on Skype. And then I'm going to do, and I've never ever done this for any radio show. We've picked a date, and Patty, maybe you have the date. I don't have it in front of me. We're doing a live channeled session just for Soul Talk listeners that buy the package. So I can't tell you what
it is. July 24th.
Thank you, July 24th. So I will record it. So if you can't be on it live, you will get the recording, but it will only be for this package. And I can't tell you what it'll be because it depends on who buys the package and who'll be there, what comes through, and what ascended master or being of light comes through. And I've of course invited Patty to join us. So,
cool.
And then I do group healings with Archangel Raphael, Dr. Lorfin, and this month Starwell Actau. And so I'm putting in a group healing session on July 19th. And those are not recorded. So if you cannot make it, it's July 19th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you can't make it, I will still you would still be registered. I would still call your name, and you'd still go into the special healing vortex. So you'd still get all the benefits. And then the other piece is the live full moon on Saturday, July 8th. So basically in July you'd have once a week a session with me, a different type of session with me over the week. And the full moon is Saturday night at 6:30 Pacific time or 9:30 Eastern time. Again, the full moons are recorded, so if you can't make it, you would get the recording. And these are some of my favorites. I never know what's going to happen on a full moon. We've gone back to the time of creation. We have started to make our body crystalline. We've worked with Merlin to charge up magic crystals. I mean, you name it, it's always, always, always different and always a blast, and the vibrations are always high. So that is the package. It's the four different live sessions, the reading, the live soul talk only channeling, the group healing, and the full moon. So I hope you'll, and that's a great price on that. So I hope you'll really enjoy that.
A gift, Anna Lorai. Thank you so much. What a great package.
You're welcome.
And then, you know, to make it even more affordable, we do our two-pay option of $49.50 for each payment. So one payment today and one payment in 30 days. So, wow, it's not just a private session with you, but the full moon channeled group session, the 60-minute live group healing session, and then a private live channeled one-hour session for our Soul Talk audience only. I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm excited about it, too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Very cool. I'm so glad we could put that together. So let's take one more caller, and then we'll go to your meditation with the alchemy. Is that all right?
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. We're going to go to this is a web call. We're going to give this a try. It's coming up, Manal, M-A-N-A-L. And I'm going to unmute you, and we'll just see. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Manal. Hi, Patty.
It is Manal.
Hi, Patty. Do you hear me?
Oh, yes.
We
welcome.
Can hear you. Yeah.
Hi. I wonder if my guides have any message for me regarding my next step.
Okay, just one second here. Okay, can you just say out loud that you give Anna Lorai permission to see? Because right now I'm not being able to see anything for you.
Okay, I give you the permission to see.
Okay, one second here. Okay, let's see here. So what I'm seeing, Manal, is that your guides are telling me that you're in a... Okay, how would I put it? Let me just find the words here. You're in a recharging stage right now. And so for at least the next 3 months, so till the end of the summer, so July, August, sort of by the end of September, it's like they don't want you doing a whole lot right now other than focusing on you and your own shifting and clearing and raising your own vibration. So it's as though you really need to do you right now until mid-September, mm-hmm. and then other opportunities or something, you'll get more guidance at that time, because they don't want you... The energies are changing so quickly, but right now it's really about you and loving you and releasing and becoming the best and the strongest you that you can.
Uh-huh. And do they have any message regarding my finance?
Okay, so one second here. Let me just see. Okay, so they're telling me that you hold on to your finances very tightly, okay, that you're a good, mm-hmm. like you save well, and they're going to ask you to find a charity and donate a little bit of money every month to a charity that you love, something that touches your heart.
Thank you so much, Anna and Patty. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank
and
you,
I just
Manal.
Want to talk about why the charity. So sometimes what we do with finances and flow and abundance is we get it and we hang on to it, and it literally
right.
blocks the flow. So a charity is a good way to pay it forward, you know, one that you align with.
And, you know, I've been seeing this, especially this week for some reason, it's been coming up, that there really is something to that, that 10% tithing. That, you know, religions speak about, but that it is really very true, that's very significant to be able to, and it doesn't have to be in all cases monetary, giving, it can be, you know, with helping out or, you know, whatever other ways, you can, but that's very important as far as keeping that flow going.
Yeah, I agree.
So thank you for that, Manal. There's a couple of comments. Betty typed back in, and she said, thank you, Patty and Anna Larai, for taking my call. What a beautiful birthday gift and blessing. What you said really resonated with me and touched me deeply. My tears of grief have turned to tears of joy with this knowledge. That meant so much that the angels were surrounding me and saying, stay, stay. How cool is that? Thank you for such a deeply spiritual and third eye opening call. All the calls and discussions have been amazing and helpful. I love the idea of Metatron Cube. Thank you for this call. Many blessings and much love to you both. Thank you, Betty.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And let's see. This one is, I can't remember who we were talking to about this, and she didn't put her name in there. She says, yes, that answered my question, RE exit points and help too. I have been feeling really crappy and wondered in that moment that you mentioned exit points, whether this feeling bad physically was about me nearing an exit point and not keeping my eyes on the road. When you explained about choosing, I thought, wait, I'm not choosing to exit now. Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, LOL. And then I immediately started feeling better physically, like a shadow moved away from around my head and heart. I love that.
Beautiful. Well, any of you that are driving, please pull over because we're going to do a guided meditation in a minute. And trust me, the energies are usually so strong you should not be driving.
Okay. So how much time do we need for this?
Probably 25 minutes. Does that work? Is that okay? Or is that? Are we going to?
Our audience kind of knows. Okay. So let's dive into this.
Okay. Well, before we do, I just want to tell people what the alchemy is and about the gathering, if that's okay, because usually everybody's brain is a little bit mush after. So.
Okay.
So the Alchemy Collective Consciousness, I am the channel for them or the voice, and they are a group of light beings who come across time and space who are here to assist and co-create with the transition. And so twice a year we have a physical gathering where we do even more work. We do weekly calls on Tuesdays that are free, and we have 4 years of free meditations on our website, thealchemycollective.org. And our next gathering is the first week of September in northern Italy. And it is 5 days of divine service for the planet. And we move into high vibrational energy the whole 5 days. They don't do an agenda because we go with the flow, but there's an awful lot of personal opportunities and healing for everybody as well, plus lots and lots of fun and amazing people. And our early bird pricing ends tomorrow at midnight. So if you're interested, you can look at the Alchemy's website, thealchemycollective.org, under events, and we're happy to answer your questions. But what we'd like to do is do a little meditation with you that you'll feel a little bit of the energy so you'll get a sense of what we do. But please join us on our Tuesday calls. We alternate between 10:30 in the morning on Tuesdays and 6:30 at night so that the Europeans don't have to be up in the middle of the night for every call. And everybody's welcome.
Nice.
If you want to help raise the vibration. We started out a few years ago with one call a month, and now there's 4 calls a month.
Wow.
So the only time we don't have a call is if I'm traveling. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a gift, so take advantage of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe everybody drink some water. I'm going to, and then we'll get started.
Okay.
And it's exciting. I was saying to Patty before we started, we've had 6 new people register for the gathering in the last couple of days. So it's really, I can feel the energy really building. So it's very exciting. All right. So let's begin by always connecting to the light. So I just want to see, feel, or sense as I bring light down from source. And today what we're seeing is I'm seeing a really soft gold filled with sparkles. Just see or feel a soft gold light, and it's filled with sparkles. And just allow this to come down into your body and flow through your body, gently and softly. And see or feel now as a large golden disc comes to your feet, and it's bigger than a dinner plate, and this is the Alchemy Travel Disc. So just step upon it and feel as it brings you up, 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 up to the Alchemy Field, and you'll see or feel that the beautiful field is tree-lined. There's great big evergreen trees on each side and long grasses and beautiful colored wildflowers. And at the end of the field, you'll see a very large crystal. It's the size of an old oak tree, and it's quartz-like in color and structure. And this is the Alchemy Crystal. And we're going to call you all to come and stand around the Alchemy Crystal. We are the Alchemy, and on this day, we greet you. We call forth on our beloved Anna Lorai to come and step inside the crystal this day. And we call forth on our beloved Christian one to step inside the crystal and connect and balance the divine masculine and the divine feminine energies. And feel now, beloveds, as we send a purple ray or ribbon from the heart of Anna Lorai, from the heart of the crystal, to connect directly with your heart chakra, a purple ray or ribbon. And see or feel now as we send a white ray or ribbon from the heart of Anna Lorai and through it connects with your heart, goes through the back, and it wraps around all who are present here now and in the future, listening live or recorded, as we bring them into this beautiful circle and connect all together. For we work only in group consciousness, for there is more power, more love, and more grace and ease as we will consciously work together, beloveds. And feel now as the Christian one sends a blue ray or a blue ribbon directly to your heart. And feel the unlimited amount of love and light that flows from all of these rays and ribbons directly to you now. And see or feel now, beloved, as an ascended master comes to join you. An ascended master. And see or feel now, as a beautiful dolphin comes, a star dolphin, comes and swims around you and through your heart, connecting with you and the Ascended Master. And feel now as Mother Gaia comes and connects with you and stands with you, and she's multidimensional, so she is with all of you at the same time. And of course, Mother Gaia is part of our journey, for as the alchemy, we do all of this for Mother Gaia and her people and her kingdoms. So simply receive more of the love and feel Mother Gaia, the Ascended Master, and the Dolphin all connecting with you as we join together. Just breathe in the love, beloveds. And feel now, we ask each of you to travel to a very large body of water with your group. An ocean, a sea, a lake, a river, but something large. It does not have to, and we would prefer it not to be near your home. The Atlantic, the Pacific, the Adriatic, the Caspian, the Black Sea, Lake Baikal, Lake Siberia, the Amazon River, so many different ones, the Arctic, wherever you wish, wherever you are called, something large, a large body of water. beloved ones as these energies move. And you are now reaching in these next 24 hours the halfway point of the 2017 year. We wish to do a great influx of codes of the transition, information packs and vibrational essences to the waters of Earth. So imagine that you and Mother Gaia, the Dolphin, and the Ascended Master are all at this body of water. Some of you are in the middle of the ocean or sea or lake. The Dolphin is enjoying tremendously as it swims. And you and Mother Gaia and the Ascended Master simply hover on your golden disc just above the water. And you may reach down and feel its beautiful texture and the vibration of the water. So, beloveds, if you will give us permission, what we wish to do is run these codes through your body and down and out your feet into the waters. So if you give us permission, please simply say out loud a yes, yes, and allow these to begin to flow. So feel now as a blue ray of light comes down and touches your crown chakra. It is what you would call a turquoise blue, almost the color of the ocean. And see or feel as this energy begins to go into your head and travel down your throat and down your torso and heart chakra and down the legs and through your feet into the waters below. And know, beloveds, as it travels through your physical form, that you will be receiving the benefit of this vibration, and you will also be receiving the appropriate for you codes for transition. Keys for upgrades for your energetic system. For when you are vibrationally ready, these keys will only open at the time your higher self deems you ready. Yes, we share with you that the death that Anna Larai has spoken about is part of this process before the keys are accessible. For the keys will not work in the old vibrations. So simply trust and allow as all of this moves through you and into the waters to be dispersed by Mother Gaia and the oceans. Continue to allow this flow, beloveds. And it is always easier to receive in places of nature and especially in the waters, for they hold the codes and the keys and the energy so beautifully. Continue to allow this to flow through your feet, No, you cannot read it as it goes through, beloveds. This is most amusing that you are trying to read it as you go through. Simply trust and allow. We love how curious you humans are. And now, beloveds, feel as your golden disc rises. And we take you to the Italy crystal. It is in the Alps in the Dolomite mountain range. And it is very, very large. It has miles in width and length. And we invite you to hover around the outer core of this crystal. And this crystal is actually an etheric portal for the divine source energies for the transition. And today this crystal went to 54% open, which is very significant in preparation for the Italy gathering. And so we ask you as you hover in this mountain range to take your hands out and like you are touching a window, feel and touch the alchemy crystal. It is jelly-like in texture. And just place your hands upon it and allow us to send you this source energy. Simply receive, beloveds. And now, beloveds, if you wish, if you like this energy, if you feel guided, you may take one step forward into the crystal and receive in your whole body this beautiful divine energy from Source. Yes, beloved, this is an invitation for you to join us in Italy in September, to be a part of this co-creation and divine service, to remember who you are and to shift your own vibrations upwards. But Anna Larai has made a rule that we must follow, and that is if you come to the gathering, you must laugh and have fun. And we like this rule, so we agree with it. So continue to receive, beloved, for this will assist you greatly. And feel now as we ask you to step back and out of the crystal, the portal, and your golden disc brings you back now to the alchemy crystal. And as the purple and white and blue rays begin to dissolve our connection, the dolphin swims through your heart once more and thanks you. And Mother Gaia offers you a gift. And this is a pearl, and they are different colors. And in this pearl is a piece of wisdom, and this pearl will open and dissolve, and you will receive it at the divine time. So if you wish it, say yes to her as she comes to place this pearl within your heart. The Ascended Master embraces you and reminds you that you may call upon them any time for meditation, for support, and for guidance, for they are here to assist. And the rays and ribbons, the blue and the white and the purple, are all dissolved. And your golden disc takes you back now to your own time and space. We are the alchemy, and our blessings to each of you this day. Hi, everybody. It's Anna Lorai. Drink some water if you can. Okay, I'm feeling woozy.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, you never know what's going to show up. I love that. That, you know, the keys for when we're vibrationally ready. After the death of us. Wow.
Well, and it's so cool because it takes it out of you having to figure out, am I ready? Am I going to do it? Blah, blah, blah. Because it's a vibrational. It opens when you hit the vibrations.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that was a big one for me. I wasn't expecting that. Of course, you know, you can't expect anything. You know, you just are open to whatever's going to show up.
And usually our meditations are an hour, so, you know, they just try to give this dose of love and vibration and do a little service when we only have 20 minutes, which is a perfect taste of it all. And so the gathering is 5 days of this growing every day.
Wow.
Wow.
Kelly wrote into the webcast, she says, Anna Lorai, you have such a healing energy. I love you and the alchemy too. The best ever combination of beautiful energies. Much gratitude and love.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you'll come on our Tuesday calls, and we'd love to have you. And like I say, the calls are all free, so come and join us. And I look forward to meeting some of you on the special offer. And I'm really excited about doing the channeling just for a whole hour for those people that buy the package. So that'll be fun, Patty.
Yeah, I can't wait. Take advantage of that very generous special offer that you brought to our audience. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I can't wait to connect on the channeling. That's going to be fun.
Now, I'm getting to ask you, do we have time for one more question? There must be something important because I keep being tapped on the shoulder about it. So.
All right, so let me see where I'm being led to. It's a caller.
And you know what I should do? I should give people my website because I was talking about Conscious Union and all this other stuff, and I didn't tell anybody mine. so if you want to look at what I do or read my other blogs, oh, that's hilarious. And I've got some meditations that you can listen to on my website as well. It's sparklesoflove.love. So sparklesoflove.love. All one word.
Dot love.
Okay. Yeah, I got .love when it came out. I'm like, I don't want .com. I want .love.
Oh, I wasn't even aware of that. That's fantastic. Okay, I'm being guided to, there's no name, it's just a phone number, and no city location. So the first four area code is 447. I believe it's, oh, it's, that's too long of a number for it to be an area code. Last four digits are 7088, and I'm going to unmute you. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Who are we talking to?
Carol.
Is it Cal or Carol?
Carol.
Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling from the UK.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Oh, you're up late.
Yeah, very late. That I must say that was a fantastic transition for me, especially when you said the pearl in your heart.
Yes.
Yeah. It felt like a golden light around it was entering my heart.
Oh, awesome.
My
the gift
question,
from Mother Gaia. Yes.
Yeah. The question is can you see anything attached to me or my house? Because I keep going through meditation courses.
Yeah.
And there's lots of
okay.
things shifting, but...
Okay. So what I'm seeing already, Carol, is that the land... You're in a house, right? So the land where the house is, many, many, like hundreds of years ago, there was some pretty horrific battles there. And because of the vibrations rising on planet Earth, all the energies are getting stirred up there that weren't released before. So the land, the energy of the land your house is on needs to be cleared.
Wow.
Okay.
How do I do that?
It's not that hard to do. I'm getting to tell you that on July 8th, it's a full moon, and the guides are suggesting you do it on the full moon. That's a Saturday. And do you have some friends you could invite over to help you?
Possibly.
Yeah. So what I would do is get a group of friends to come over, and if you can have a little fire outside, that would be lovely. If you can't, that's okay. And be out under the moonlight. And just start, do a little ceremony. You can create it. And just, it's like you have to open the energy, like open to release all the energies. And it's not really even old souls that are leaving. That's not really, that's not what I'm getting. But it's all the memories and of the destruction and the pain and the killing that were lodged in the earth. So it's not the souls that are trapped. It's the energy that was lodged in the earth. So it's like just opening up a tube of light, call on Mother Gaia, and just for all this energy to release, and then just really send lots and lots of love. And just, you know, if you want to sage or do singing bowls or toning or chanting or something musical to help with the release of all the energy.
Right. Would it help if I moved?
Well, you could, but you're being asked to whether you move or not to clear the land.
Clear the land, right.
Yeah.
The only
so
way
clear the land, because it's not hard to do.
Okay. I can do it on my own as well.
No. They're telling me no. You need to be at least three of you. And to do it on the full moon on July 8th.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for all your help.
You're very welcome. Have a good sleep.
God bless. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
Thank you both. God bless.
Thank you, Carol. Much love. Wow.
Well, that was important.
Work ahead of her. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Wow. Well, this has been just absolutely delightful to be able to play with you and the alchemy and bring, you know, all of us together. And I thought, I still think a very important topic about the death of me and what many of us are going through as part of the process.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Patty. You know, I love, too, how spirit brings us together. And, you know, I'll say to the audience, we were originally looking at a date because of my schedule in October, and here we are 2 days later and 48 hours, almost 48
right.
hours. And it
yeah, October
perfect.
Didn't feel
and,
right at all. Yeah.
No. And it feels so perfect. And it's just always so easy and playful with you and your listeners. And I love all the questions your listeners had. And I feel very honored to be a part of this. So thank you very much. And the alchemy, oh, wait, the alchemy want to say something before we go. Okay, 1 second. Beloved ones, we are the alchemy. And we wish to offer our thanks and gratitude to the one known as Patty, for you have a most magnificent heart and a beautiful intention to assist all in the shift. And so we honor and thank you and each of your listeners who takes the time to come and be a part of this magnificent community. We thank you for allowing us to return. And for bringing forth our beloved ribbons, we are the alchemy.
They call me
ribbons. So
they call you ribbons. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you to the alchemy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love it.
Beautiful. Well, I know we went over our time, so I thank everybody for their patience.
Yeah, thanks everyone for hanging in there. But what, you know, what a great content and gift to the audience, you know, the alchemy's meditation and, you know, everything that we touched on that we really brought a lot of information. And I can't wait to play with you again. We're going to talk about conscious union. Yeah.
Okay,
so we'll
sounds good.
Figured out. Much love to everyone. With that, we're going to say goodbye. Big hugs.
And happy 4th of July. Happy 4th
of
July and happy Canada Day to all the Canadians and Americans.
Yeah. Thank you, our beloved Canadian neighbors. Much love, everyone. Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.